The 2022 midterm elections have turned into a gut check moment for the Vermont GOP. Republicans will have fewer members in the Vermont House of Representatives next year than at any time in state history. And their disappointing performance on Election Day is raising existential questions about the party's future in Vermont. State party leaders are already strategizing a resurgence. But as Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Republican with the best shot at re-energizing the Vermont GOP doesn't seem too interested in reconnecting with the more conservative elements of its base.
Came in at third, actually, but that's understandable because we have a local candidate from Barrytown who came in first. Ann Cummings got 1,800.
The handful of Republicans who showed up for the GOP's election night watch party in Barry were looking for something, anything really, to celebrate. So when results for the governor's race from Barrytown came in, Tom Koch, a sort of elder statesman in the Vermont GOP, strode to the microphone to report the good news.
Here's one that'll blow your socks off. Phil Scott, 3,040. Brenda Siegel, 458.
Moments of triumph would be few and far between for the GOP that evening, so it was understandable that committed Republicans like Koch were hoping their only star, Governor Phil Scott, would stop by to lift spirits in the red-carpeted ballroom at the Elks Lodge.
I don't know. Is he going to stay away, or is he going to make an appearance here? I don't know.
According to his campaign, he will not be making an appearance here.
Well, I think we need to come together as a party, and everybody has to work together. So I was hoping that the governor would show up.
6 miles away, Governor Phil Scott was enjoying his 47 percentage point win over Democrat Brenda Siegel at a private event in an office building across from the Berlin Airport. There was still plenty of time for Scott to make the 10-minute trek to Barry for what would have been a hero's welcome at the Elks Lodge, but Scott wasn't interested.
We don't have a straight line of communication in some respects. I had no idea they were going there.
And in any event, Scott says the people he'd invited to join him on that special evening wouldn't have much interest in mingling with the kind of folks who show up for election night parties hosted by the Vermont GOP.
Many of them, most of them, probably wouldn't have attended the GOP event there because there are some there who they don't agree with their approach, their philosophies.
Scott has been at odds with more conservative members of the Republican Party in Vermont for the better part of a decade. The arrival of Donald Trump in 2016 heightened the contrast. While former party leaders courted Trump supporters with MAGA-infused newsletters, email alerts, and fundraising pleas, Scott used the statewide stage to condemn the former president. After pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol on January 6th, Scott called for the former president to be removed from office.
There are a lot of Republicans out there. There are a lot of friends of mine who were Republicans, still consider themselves Republicans, that don't want to be associated with the party.
That Phil Scott has little tolerance for election-denying Trump supporters is old news at this point. That many Trump supporters view Scott as a traitor to his own party is also well documented. The dynamic hasn't been a political liability for Scott to date because he tends to draw more support from Democrats than Republicans. The question now is what role Scott will play in resurrecting his party from the unprecedented depths to which it's fallen, and whether, as he enters his fourth term, he has the ability or interest to reunite its divided camps. Erica Reddick, a Republican who ran for Congress this year, says his no-show at the GOP's election night party speaks to the direness of the situation.
I think that it demonstrates how fractured and broken the Republican Party here is in Vermont.
Reddick says Scott's certainly entitled to his opinion about Trump and the Republican voters who continue to follow him. By forsaking them altogether, though, Reddick says Scott imperils the Republican ideals that require a big tent party to flourish.
And that's not just a critique on the governor. That's a critique on everyone who has taken their ball and gone home. If you have a family member or somebody that you believe is lost and following somebody who's dangerous, the way that you persuade them otherwise is not to abandon them.
There are some emerging signs that the Vermont GOP is moving in Scott's direction. About a year ago, Paul Dame took over the chairmanship of the party from his decidedly pro-Trump predecessor, Deb Bilodeau. Dame has never been a Trump guy, but he's amped up his critique of the former president since the party's midterm disasters in Vermont and other states.
Even people that I know who have been very strong Trump supporters in the past recognize that, you know, I think we can do better. There's just too much baggage that goes with him.
Trump's 2024 presidential campaign will continue to divide Republicans in Vermont and beyond. But Dame thinks his latest bid for the White House may be the best way to move past the Trump era.
Maybe the best way to move on from Trump is for him to run and to lose in the primary. I think that could be that could be a good outcome, because I think that Republicans do need to move on. We can't keep looking backwards.
Tom Koch served as a Republican lawmaker in the Vermont House for nearly a quarter century, and he says he has a pretty good bead on how Republicans can be successful in this state.
Vermont basically is a somewhat left-of-center state, and I think a good moderate Republican can win.
Vermont Democrats have shown what can happen when a party successfully navigates a diversity of political ideologies. Koch says Vermont Republicans would be well-served to adopt a similar approach.
I will not be supporting Donald Trump, but other people will, and we'll see how it shakes out.
But you're ready to sit down and work with the people that are going to vote for Donald Trump?
Sure. Sure. Some of them aren't willing to sit down with me, but that's their choice.
It's a choice that Republicans of all stripes will have to make as they think about the future of their party in Vermont. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.